Welcome to the Utah House of Representatives podcast. My name is Harry Hansen, and I'll be your host. Thank you for joining me for the fifth episode of the Utah House of Representatives podcast. On today's episode, we are discussing culture and arts in Utah. What's better is we have invited a special guest and expert to walk us through how Utah truly is a leader in the arts on the national stage. This is the first of two episodes dedicated to arts in the state, so remember to join us next week for the second part. Our guest on the show today is Crystal Young Otterstrom, who is the executive director of Utah Cultural Alliance. I have her on the phone now, so let's jump right into it and ask her what makes culture and arts in Utah so great. Crystal, thank you so much for joining us on the show today. We are super excited to have you.
I am so excited to be here. Thank you so much for the invitation and the opportunity to talk about what I love the most.
Yes, of course. I mean, we really appreciate all the work that you do to keep the arts alive in Utah. And if it's okay with you, I'd like to start with the show at the very beginning. Tell us, how have the arts shaped Utah and why our history with the arts in Utah is so important to the state today?
Absolutely. Arts and humanities have been at the core of this community, from our indigenous residents telling the stories through dance, music, and rock art. In fact, Utah has the largest collection of rock art in the world, all the way to our LDS pioneers who built a theater before they built any other public building, and that includes churches. So this has been part of who we are since almost day one here in this state. It's how we create, how we learn, process trauma, heal, challenge, and inspire. Art really gets at the core of what it means to be human. And what better time than a worldwide traumatic experience to have the arts as part of your life?
You know, that's actually incredible. I had no idea that Utah had the largest collection of rock art in the world. It sounds like this has just been a part of Utah's nature and culture since the very beginning. And just as a follow-up to that question, what makes up Utah's art scene today?
You know, we're really blessed to be here in Utah. We might be a small state, but our cultural scene and industry is mighty. You can see world-class performing arts here. We've got everything from edgy and experimental and avant-garde to traditional and classic. We also have incredible world cultures on display here all the time. We know we have progress to make in this area in particular, but as an industry, we're doing a better job at showcasing our amazing artists and organizations of color. Speaking to the breadth of this community, Utah Symphony is one of 4-time full-time orchestras in the country, and we're in the smallest market with a full-time orchestra, and only one of 3 orchestras offering performances this fall. We are lucky to be here. Utah Shakespeare has won a Tony Award. Both Hale Center Theaters are offering year-round high-quality entertainment. They've been open since June. They're keeping me sane throughout COVID, let me tell you. Our festival scene in Utah is bananas. We've got Sundance. We've got Moab Music Festival, Tuacon, Utah Festival Opera, Urban Arts Festival, Living Traditions, and more. You know, you can go out and enjoy the beautiful natural landscape that we have here and see great arts at the same time, no matter where you are in the state.
That's amazing. I mean, it sounds like even given everything that's been going on, Utah hasn't seemed to skip a beat. Now, you've told me before that Utah is actually number 1 in the creation of live arts in the nation and top 5 in many other categories. Could you tell us more about this?
So this is actually data from the National Endowment of the Arts. So it's not just us saying we're awesome. It's other people saying we're awesome. And in that same study, we are number 3 for participation in live arts. So that's going to exhibits or going to a performance. We're number 1 in the country for consumption of classical music or opera through electronic means. Thank you, Classical 89, for creating that heritage. And number 3 in the country for creative jobs growth. Of course, that's a pre-COVID number, but we're still doing better than a lot of other states there. And then, of course, number 1 in creation of live arts. So more adult Utahns are playing an instrument, painting a painting on their own, or writing poetry themselves than any other state per capita. And that's really a legacy to be proud of.
That's so great that Utah is top in the nation for many areas in culture and arts. It's something that I have seen even in my personal life. There are many family members, neighbors, friends that have been involved in the arts from the time they were kids all the way into adulthood. It just sounds like it's just ingrained into our way of life, which can make it really hard to talk about such a heavy issue like how COVID-19 has impacted the arts and culture in Utah. But tell me, how has COVID-19 affected arts in this state?
Prior to COVID, our arts and entertainment industry generated $4.5 billion in earnings, $16.1 billion in sales, and provided 111,919 jobs. We know that the return to the state is also large, but shutting down our events and doing it necessarily to protect everyone's safety and health has absolutely had an impact. So as soon as COVID-19 hit, we actually worked with a number of our good friends and partners who comprise the statewide service organizations for this industry. So that includes Utah Department of Heritage and Arts and Utah Division of Arts and Museums, which are both state entities for the state of Utah. And then we also worked with a number of our regional local arts agencies. So that's things like Salt Lake County Zoo Arts and Parks, Salt Lake City Arts Council, Cache Valley Center for the Arts, Moab Arts Council, et cetera. We all worked together to collect this data to measure the impact on our industry by these closures, because we knew to be able to have the conversation of what our industry needed, we needed to know what the loss was. And the loss is staggering. To date, it's $55 million in losses, 32,000 jobs, and that number has been verified by an outside economics consultancy firm who actually analyzed loss of creative jobs across the country. And we were one of the highest hits per capita. About 30% of all jobs in the creative industries are gone in Utah. And we know that this is a low estimate. Despite this loss, though, we've done what we do best as an industry. You know, the creative individuals working in arts, humanities, and museums, they quickly transitioned to provide culture to our community virtually while their doors were closed and while curtains were drawn. And organizations across the state really stepped up to provide virtual performances, educational materials for parents struggling to engage their children with meaningful content, which included me and my two kids. We were losing our minds. They provided virtual access to collections and exhibitions and pros to express what many of us are feeling during this unprecedented and traumatic time. The good news is, as the economy reopens, these same individuals are working hard to find ways to both safely invite audience members back to museums, performance halls, galleries, theaters, and festivals, as well as expand their online offering.
That is great news to hear that the arts and cultural activities are opening up again here in our state. A lot of us have felt a little stir crazy because we miss our arts and cultural activities. But I feel like many of our listeners may not know about some of the things that are still happening in the state. Could you tell us some of the things our listeners can get involved with and how these activities are even keeping people safe during the COVID-19 pandemic?
You can go to events. You can see events safely. You can go to virtual events. In a lot of states, this industry does not yet have guidelines for reopening. But here in Utah, we have options. And so you can find them on nowplayingutah.com. It's our statewide calendar of everything to see and do in the state of Utah. And at Utah Cultural Alliance and our program, nowplayingutah.com, we've really focused on what we can do in these new circumstances and are committed to ensuring that the call sector not only survives, but can thrive in the coming years and emerge even stronger than we were before. And in order to do that, the cultural sector needs to stay visible and viable. So as soon as the state of emergency was announced, we created a new virtual category so you can go and find online offerings, and that includes educational offerings for children. With that, we're excited to announce our newest initiative. We're calling it the Culture Your Way Marketing Campaign, which we're unveiling hand in hand with the state's own In Utah campaign. So this statewide initiative encourages you to re-engage in the cultural and hospitality sector. And in order for the economy to truly reopen, the public needs to be confident that it's safe to engage. So for some Utahns, that means attending in-person events with adaptive safety measures. And we have the option here in Utah to be in-person and spaced between household groups, or in yellow and green areas, we can do in-person and shoulder-to-shoulder, but with everybody wearing masks. That's been happening since June. We're the only state with that option. option. Over 100,000 people have experienced that option since June, and there have been zero cases of COVID transmission among audiences. And so our businesses within this industry really are going over and above to keep everybody safe. For others, in person does not work for your risk or comfort level. And so you can engage with online content, with radio content. Plan B is offering radio productions all season, which is a pretty cool throwback to how they used to do radio plays. There's also in-person events that maybe aren't indoors in a traditional theater or traditional museum. We believe that Utah's arts and cultural industry truly has something for everyone. And what's great about this Culture Your Way initiative is it brings in everything that's part of the wonderful umbrella that is our industry.
Now, before when we talked, you mentioned that the state funded culture and arts almost more than any other state with the CARES Act. Could you give us some more details about that?
I want to deeply, deeply, deeply thank our state legislature, led by our leadership team of Speaker Wilson and President Adams and Governor Herbert and all of his team at the state of Utah, have really stepped up in so many ways to help this industry survive this unprecedented time. The state legislature, from the CARES Act dollars, has made a $20.5 million investment into this industry. So $16.5 million of that is going directly to cultural businesses. And then $4 million of that is being distributed through multicultural affairs and going to organizations who directly serve communities of color who have been disproportionately impacted. That investment is incredible. And while there are only going to be cultural businesses who do not survive this downturn, this industry can survive. And then on top of that, our state, in my opinion, has the best guidelines for our industry. From the get-go, they worked closely with all of us who really know this industry. Other states have been passing them around and looking at our guidelines, and I hope we'll implement our guidelines since there are some things that we're doing that no other state is doing. And adding to my list of gratitude, I would really like to thank Dr. Sydney Dixon, who is our state school superintendent, and her team, including Kathy Jensen, who is our fine arts specialist, for working with schools across the state to make sure that arts education is happening. We've got bands happening who have figured out special mask and mouthpieces and coverings, and the space is necessary to make sure kids can play their clarinet again. There's performances and dances happening at schools. Our wonderful Beverly Taylor Sorensen Arts Learning Program and our POPs and IC programs, which are funded by the state legislature, are happening in the schools this year. I couldn't have picked a better state to be in to go through an experience like this. And going back to the gratitude, I really want to thank Senator Hemmert and Representative Spenlove, who have sponsored the economic recovery bills, of which our grant dollars are part of. They have been phenomenal to work with. Speaker Wilson and his team, President Adams and his team. Every time I've had a conversation with someone in leadership throughout this process, the recurring theme from all of them is, Crystal, we know that this matters to the state, and we want to work with you to build even stronger than it was before. Really speaks to the character of these people who are leading our state. They understand the importance of this industry, and they understand what it brings to all of us as Utahns, what it brings to our kids, what it brings all of us as we try to get through this crazy time. There really aren't enough words. And so to anyone listening to this, I would say, hey, go get on nowapplyingutah.com. Go see what's happening in your area, because there are offerings all over this state. Wear your mask, sanitize, don't go if you're sick, don't bring anything to these experiences. But if you're healthy and it works for you to be able to go in person, then please go and do it, and do it in your way, in the way that works for you.
Crystal, thank you so much for joining us on the show today and providing our listeners with a guide on how to be involved in the arts and cultural activities during this time. It's absolutely been a real pleasure. I know there are hundreds of thousands of people out there in Utah, myself included, that really appreciate all the work that you do to keep this industry going and to your advocacy in this area. So thank you. Thank you again for all of your work, and thank you for joining us on the show.
Harry, thank you so much for having me. It's been wonderful.
Well, I hope you all enjoyed hearing from Crystal and having her on the show. Culture and arts in Utah are in good hands. And remember, if you want to get involved with the arts during this time and do so in a safe manner, go to nowplayingutah.com for more information. Thank you for joining me on this week's episode of the Utah House of Representatives podcast. Next week, we will be talking with the Director of Arts and Museums in Utah. So join us on our next episode for another fascinating discussion. See you next week.